son las salinas de una carrera en juicio. This does include new subdivision on 509 County Road 401, Buffalo, Texas property owned by Lewis Cummings. Motion by McLean, second. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Amendment to data processing services agreement between Indigent Healthcare Solutions and Brooks County.
$70,000 in the bank, but we don't want to. We're going to use that as a.
questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
No.
Motion by Ms. Gessner, second. Second by Ms. Gillis, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir. Go back to line item 24. This is discussing the group tax sale and other land search and better living for Texas. Hold on to donate from group to stand extension for each permits office.
We have another thing to amend here in the state, and I have that there with the people that are in the store. And we need to put on the show there so we can make sure that we don't need it. And I think this is to something that we don't need as well. This is the first command that we do.
Any questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Varga, second. Second by Garza, and then Varga's all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am. Line item 4. Motion by Garza, second. Second by Varga, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. We're on item 6. The vouchers will be reported. Motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second. All in favor? Any opposed? Approved. Line item 5. Approved treasures must be reported. Thank you.
$53,462.83.
Motion to approve. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Garza, all in favor? All opposed, motion approved. Line item 8, tax assessor collection. The second one is a
question for Madam Secretary,
Questions? Do you
have a motion to approve? I'm going to approve it. I'm going to come down and I'm not going to approve it because there is a lot of different.
We need to correct.
Yeah.
I don't see any of our shit like that. Something we need to correct. Really correct. Really fast. Really second motion. Maybe you can come back after a while and just look at the differences. We can do the same.
Yeah.
Look at it again. I don't want to have a little come back and so we can correct it.
I don't mind too.
Okay. We'll pack this for right now.
Yeah.
Okay. We're line item 7, first time finance value report. Motion by Wagner, second by Vassal, in favor, and in opposed, motion is carried. Line item 11. Discussing the budget amendment request of my transfer of $1,575.50 from 503-0667-5500 and current transfer 5083-0667-9070. Miscellaneous costs are being used to transfer over to cover a waste screening course that will be ready to expand.
Questions?
Motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Olson, second. Commissioner Blankets, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12. Discuss the possibility of approving amended dates for natural hours from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The number will remain open through the lunch hour.
The only change on that was we are not permitted to come into the hall so we can have to do it on Saturday. So that will allow us to do it.
Questions? Motion to approve? Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Martinez, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Discuss the possibility, line item 12, discuss the possibility, approve charging waste disposal fee at the base town landfill starting Monday, May 1st, 2017.
The last year, I think that we all supposed to be working with the facility, and that's around there, that we start any services contracting with the facility, or the facility. When it comes to the entities and the bases and the contractors, we know we can implement it without contracts. Basically, we're doing this method for work site, depending on the area and what those facilities are doing. Without permits, we can do that for the work site here. We rely on any facility to do it to go. And then sell it to the other two as well. And we know we're doing this with the other ones.
Motion to approve, line item 12, second. Martinez, motion to approve, second by Gloria Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Counselor Monroe, please. The Deputy Director of Code Enforcement. Motion by Lyra, second. Second by Gasa, all in favor. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 25. Discuss and establish maintenance road repairs and trash pickup violence for zero taxes. This is going to be presented by Commissioner Alvarez.
This is kind of like a wooden bridge. If there's any possibility for anything to be placed in the scene as a centralized trash location so where they can wash and pass on them from everything.
Latino residents are looking for is something much easier than when being done. But when the bridge goes over there, the trash, I think they want us, and I talk to them, I think they want us to have something that we can have a centralized location, yes, something like that. You know, whether it's household, whether it's whatever else.
They're saying that for train and travel and all of that, because if you travel all the way over there, then move the train, travel all the way back, and then go back again. If they just have it all centralized, then it'd be easier to just go and pick it up as far as time and effort.
I never could
people from July, you know, their complaint is that we don't give them services. And you know, I know that everybody complains to them, and everyone has a right to provide them services. But if, you know, if you really think about it, the time going over there and the time coming back, it kind of be stretching the amount of time. I know there's an individual that works when you come back. Maybe not quite. I don't know, maybe coming up with something that is more feasible, more efficient, more effective to service people over there. Because I know they only get the trash picked up, the roads are hard, and there's some of these, you know, that we probably need to look at and see a little bit more trouble and how we need to come up with something that we really depend on what we're doing now. I don't know if now that Commissioner Armando is going out there, I mean, you go over there once a week or two, and then you can hear that, you know, that's
basically the same thing over and over. It's the roads, the repair of the roads. The revenue that comes in from PC3 and as far as the services they get for all that revenue that comes in from PC3, so it's just something that we need to look at a little bit closer.
I know we have to service our volume. The volume is huge. We're referring to maybe something added of what we've been doing for a long time, but it is not working to the benefit. You know, they're saying, hey, we need something, we need more than what we're getting. Our taxpayers, we need to listen to them and come up with ideas on how we could probably do something more efficient. We can do that. See, that's an idea. It is. I mean, something higher, something similar that would be there. And I don't know if we ever considered that somewhere on the way, someone from over there coming up with a deal with that. With cash. I don't know. There's a lot of ideas that need to be looked at, and maybe we all can get together and come up with something for the people over there besides that. You know, 20 miles is a long way. Most of the time, it's like, you know, to say to you, living over there takes a while, to get over there takes a while. Even though it's only 20 miles, it could be 20 minutes for us, but it's better than living over there. It's better than living over there. Okay, good. The people from over there have a lot of good ideas. I think, you know, and Commissioner Olivares is, listening to them and, you know, not going to take. It takes a little bit of regrouping and understanding what is needed so that we can improve our services.
I just wanted to clarify something on that. Mr. Barrett, I tried to get something going out there for y'all's information. He tried, but we didn't have the resources back then, but maybe this budget we can look at it and Mr. Barrett, I just want to make sure that Mr. Barrett tried to get something going out there, but we didn't have the money to do it.
Maybe you can designate one day where citizens, residents can go and throw the cash and someone can be there with those trailers. I don't know.
Have you ever been to any of the locations? See what else we can come up with, and what's in there. Line item 27. Okay, the second facility is Lockett's proposal to repair the Brooks County cutout for water damage in the amount of $1,995. Commissioner McGinnis had presented that to us, but we had also met with the Historical Commission that promised us to wait during any type of work until we discovered exactly what the problem was. Right? Did we have to
make... I believe that several times I've gone on the road.
Okay.
We found that we were going through, so I was able to review it.
I'm going to show you a video that I took the day that I bring. I don't know if I can see it. The water actually like the future and the faucet running.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you open a faucet. I know it's rained a lot and it keeps it going and it's like you open a faucet down there. We're on line item 27. in reference to the proposal for repairs. When we met with the historical commission, she said that we had to wait that until we discovered, you know, what the problem was, and we have to make sure that the people that are doing, what are going to be doing the work, also are in compliance with the historical commission, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Blocker has worked on that project before, correct?
No.
So we need to, when we look at this before we do any type of construction, I think we should go with what the historical commission said, check it out, I know they moved our last week, let's look in the grants put it up, pour water, because we said exactly where it comes from. But they didn't agree. And there's a hole in the basement, and it was going in there. To make sure we pinpoint it exactly. And not just cover it up with a bandage and we don't have the same problem. Any suggestions and comments?
No.
I trust your judgment, yes, but you work on the phone. The rest of the commissioners.
What do you want to do? So when I go to Longo Street, you can do some building or something like that.
Do you think that was important? Personally, I think that, we got to consider that, this is historical building, we should make sure it's going to work. We do have a sure it's going to work, and if we're going to know that, if we're going to what we do, is we're going to come back and fix it, or...
There was no guarantee for the
Line item 28, discussing approval of Alicia Susan, OPC and Tamar, to work on the Governor's Office of Judicial Arts for $1.50, a square foot of the office is a total of 162.50 square feet and to be rented in the amount of $243.75 a month. All right. Do you have questions, concerns?
I just want to thank the juvenile minister for helping us out with this. He's already helping us get some people out there for our profession to appear at the juvenile, and then now with the commission also, I just want to say that I want to thank Chris for the support that he's been helping us.
I'm sorry, sir? Motion to table, line item 28. Okay, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 21. This is the effort. Yes. Discussing Blue Texas Department of Transportation grant for reaching a current maintenance program. Mr. Garcia has looked at it and what problems we have. This was taken in the last commission's call probably in February 14th. So the motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second. Second by Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 14. Discussing the food records management budget. Okay. Question. The record management budget.
Every time that we do something, y'all understand.
statute, the only statute says, that's black and white, that's what county government is about.
But what you prove that this is like any line item that I have, and we don't ask to be zero. So, that's not really what we have. So, we don't have any questions. So, what I'm trying to do is, really, I'm trying to do is,
hold on. Go ahead, Mr. Travis. To approve. Motion by Garza, second. Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. So, approve. Line item 15, discuss and approve purchase of shredder to be paid out of the account. Motion, second by Cantos, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 17. This is the special group district work spot files to be moved to the third floor of the room 30 to put on garnet as per historical commission.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Stored in the manner that offers protection from fire, water, steam, structural collapse, unauthorized access, theft, and other similar hazards. Permanent records shall be stored under conditions that meet the requirements of this section. Records shall be stored in the manner that provides the following. Offers protection from fire. 2. Structural collapse, unauthorized access, theft, and other similar hazards, and does not expose records to direct sunlight. Records stored in the building or stored there constructed after the effective date of the IRA. Optional enhanced storage conditions, it goes on. But this is, these are not just, we're just putting up. Right.
I'm going to go to the first floor.
this loop? Has it, did it leak through this spire of the moon?
It's not.
It's there. It's there.
It's not. 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 It's not.
Okay. Is there an issue? If you look at that, what is it? I mean, are you okay knowing that it might be?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is that the reason? What was your plan?
We need to fix it before you want to present us.
There's a problem. I have no problem. But it's got to be the same step that I have to go through. I have to go through it. I have to go through it. I have to go
through it. What do you want to do? Commissioners, please see poor and inappropriate behavior on March 8, 2017 towards Woods Town District Park in there's no grievance, correct? Is our grievance no, it was me. I would want to finish
that.
You had an elected official that was inappropriate. Okay, hold on, if you haven't listened, we had an elected official being inappropriate and not. We have no policy or procedure on that. I'm not going to be. It's going to Commissioner's Court. I'm not a policy. Mr. Garcia, and we'll let Mr. Garcia says.
Why is that a little bit of a crazy independent and the middle of the world?
It's not a war zone.
Yes, it is. You know it's a personal
death. If someone comes to me and says,
Thank you.
passenger fund. Motion? Motion by Lorna, second. Bassa, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 31, discuss and approve resolution. Set. Questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 32, discuss and approve resolution, let the board know yourself. Questions? Motion to approve? Motion by Bassa, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 33, discuss and approve traffic code enforcement to the other direction administration and Commissioner Sherrod, Lenny Martinez, as per transportation code 701-10, traffic officer 701.002, fire truck, and guidance. And you see, I attached the transportation code for you to read. Can I do that? I'm going to read 701.002, prior to act must be described by a sheriff or constable of the county with which the officer is employed. 2, must be advised to the local office of the deputy sheriff. 3, must work under the direction of the sheriff. And 4, has the same hour duty as the deputy sheriff to arrest a person and violate the law. It goes on to the district engineer of Texas Department of Transportation District, in which an officer operates shall advise the officer in force of the state laws of that regular traffic on highways.
That's going to affect that. But they're going in.
That's the third main responsibility.
saying that they don't have structure right now doing what they're doing?
Well, I'm saying that they're not improving. So I'm talking and calling it a problem. Just simply follow the process and the back of the court, which is still in the state of the law. Well, at this point, when people ask me, when people come to me, something happens, I go out to the table, I ask the court to protect something, and no, I'm sorry. Simple as that. And I go back to my office. Does that make sense?
So can we talk about this? Are we supposed to be under the direction?
I'm just saying.
Are we going to talk to this?
Mr. McQuaid, have you ever carried the words on the
Open Conference? I'm not going to.
Look, to me, it's not very that I thought we said, this internet, this we do have that to, and then we do have that to, and then maybe we need a very good as a constable, as a, maybe that's a plan, where we might, like, I'm reading through your lines, and it feels that the leaders not there, to see how they're operating out there. And to me, so far, we have been so good with the numbers that we have had. We can just take it with the
map. I understand what you're going to do.
You know, sir,
let me tell you, I'm not talking about any leadership. I'm talking about standing in the show office at mandate level.
No, I understand.
I used to be the only thing that's working is the right alignment. But first, it's the policy. First, it's not.
Well, as I say, maybe it's the view that I've done my part, I tried to comply with the code, commissioner, the commissioners, okay? Yes, you're gonna do that to turn it around, okay? They're gonna do something wrong, because you're gonna watch this house too and say, they're under the commissioners?
No.
That this is how we're supposed to be operating, not
go around it and say, well, what is this, or what is that? It just says that, but you might have made this interpretation to everyone is different, but the law is in black and white. Any questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
I'm going to make that recommendation for us to table this item.
It's been tabled before. I understand, but I think we need to act on this already. Our liability is there. The sheriff is here because of liability. He's not here because... Okay, so I think as a commissioner's court, we should act on it. I don't understand why we can't. I make a motion to approve. Do I have a second? No second. I don't know of any other way that we need to look at it other than what the law said. The law is in black and white. And that's going to put them in another category, correct? The work they can and they cannot do. Then you take them away from the code traffic officers. Then this time I'll go at night if you change the time.
You cannot tell them that God is not a very simple thing. This is against the law.
system of court. I know that I'm not important to those groups a lot, but it's a sector to do that. You know? You can't do that while you don't do it. I'm more concerned than you do. I know.
Check, and she said in the barn to release you as deputy constable. So that's something other than what they're already doing. That puts them in another category. So we've got some. My motion dies. Because I don't have a second. Do I have a motion to not approve this? No, that's the agenda. And you have to sit down and discuss what the deputy constables should be doing. What they're doing right now is not, the deputy constable is something that's another type of duty. Correct. Okay. As a commissioner's court, you have to sit down and discuss what they should be doing. I don't know at this point, you can table it and decide right now. You're adamant about not overseeing this branch of service, correct? Then that stays on right now. So he can move forward because for him it's a liability. For us it's just another line item. Right, that's what I said. For him it's a liability, for us and all, and for us it eventually comes back to us. If you want to. Yes. That's right.
The constable is serving the natural,
doing. What do you want to do? Motion to table by Commissioner Rasmus, second. One second. Okay, Martinez, all in favor? Any opposed? All opposed? Motion carries. Let's take that, 20-minute break. It is 15-12, let's come back out. Start up. That was the money. Let me know five again. Let's go back to line item. 8-10. My name is Group Tax System Collectors, Chief Deputy, Monthly Report.
Okay, is this between the report, the budget report, and the balance report, is the reason for this coming in? And I think we would not be that far from the number of the last year, which is that. This is everything on the report that should be coming in.
A motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Rivera, second. Second by Rasa, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 10. Discuss and vote line item transfer $800 from office supplies 120-549-7500 to the unpaid travel 1205-497-5550. Any questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
No.
Second?
Second.
Rivera and Rivera, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Okay. Line item 3. Approval of regular special commissioners' court minutes. Any questions on those?
No.
Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Rivera, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. The second provincial agreement, cooperation agreement between county groups and city of Barbados for emergency management. This is the third or fourth time it's on here. Do you have any questions? Mm-hmm. Do you have a motion to approve the interlocal agreement? A motion that we approve it. Do you have a second? This is just an interlocal agreement. This is probably let me go to 19. Let's go back. Discussing approval of signing emergency management. All the plans which are included in this interlocal agreement. Appointed Lamar back in October 2016 to be the emergency management coordinator because we had lost our emergency management coordinator. And because the city had already established theirs, I think that we could jump on and get that margin and kind of approve where we have the emergency management coordinator. We supply the plans. We got it on the ground, and this is here for the social local assistance. Basically, and this is $1,048, and this is just for guys with families, so we don't have to duplicate services for the county has one EMC, and the city has another EMC. It was recommended, obviously, by the Department of Safety that we should have one coordinator to do the job. Just like Mr. Benavides is doing that.
Good morning,
and we still have a new fire. Our number one,
services for the county. He did an excellent job during the fire. He's done an excellent job with everything that we have that has transpired, the emergency in the last 6 months. And we're so, you know, dangling this carrot in front of us. So yes, maybe no. We need to really act on this. This is for the people of Brooks County. This has nothing to do with anyone else other than the emergency management position that also already established. There's no reason why we want to say this cannot happen. It is not about salary. This is to provide him to continue to work with us, you know, and because he's already appointed by me, there should, and the city already has it, why are we going to go back, recreate something that's already been created, and start over again, because he's already doing the job. The sheriff has graciously contributed to this. I know there's a vehicle that, you know, that the sheriff was willing to he's got the new used vehicle in order for him to do his job. And as the commissioner's court, you know, we should be looking out for the best interest of the public.
I think we have this $15,000
to get about. citizens for the city, and the work of all the members of the community, and the people of the community.
Commissioner Pena, second. Second by Commissioner Garcia, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Let's go to 18, and this is just to approve the interlocal agreement that discussing agreements, local cooperation agreement between the county of Brooks and the county of Brooks from the United States. Do I have a motion to approve? Yes. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, line item 22. Discussing the placement hands-on assignment agreement. This is also going to be read by Mr. Garcia. This is a change of his name, I believe, his name, and he, we used to have Naismith Engineering Corp, now Naismith Transportation. It's in the back of it. This is put on the table the last time, so this is a motion to approve. A second. Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 34. Discussing the resolution supporting the construction operation of a refinery to be built in Duval County by Raven Petroleum. And this is basically a resolution that was sent to me by County Judge Rocky Cabrillo. And I think they have, the story behind this is we have an opposition from Webb County. We want to form a coalition of the county judges so we can support this refinery coming into Duval, which will, of course, help the people that need to get back to work. This is a good opportunity, and I hope that the commissioners support, let's say, yes to this. Resolution supporting the construction operation of a refinery to be built in Duval County by Raven Petroleum. This time, Commissioner's Court is seeking to increase economic development in Brooks County, and the economic viability of the county of Brooks depends on the county's ability to retain and foster jobs in the oil and gas industry. And the refinery will promote economic well-being and quality of life in our communities by creating, retaining, and expanding jobs that facilitate growth, enhance wealth, and provide a stable economy. And the county of Brooks has made a long-term commitment to economic development and seeks to support the construction operation of a refinery being built in Duval County. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution? Second by Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 35, discuss the proclamation on the county line vision, 181-82, to pilot. And we did this for the last few years we've been doing this. Go ahead. This is in the 8:04, 5:30, in the east side of the house, just like last year. And the one is welcome. And one on which is the north, no signs of abuse. Any questions?
No.
This is more your discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. On basis, discussing the proof of discipline, Brooks County Courthouse Annex and Brooks County Hospital renovations and repairs. The reason that it is on the agenda is because it has to come to mind that as a commissioner's court, this was not presented to commissioner's court. Approve or disapprove. I'd like this to be disapproved because according to government, this is not the government code. We have statutes to follow. Just like it is said, it's red, black and white. We have to follow the Texas local government code. And it says that everything has to come to commissioner's court. So I wanted to be known that I disapprove of any courthouse annex and Brooks County Hospital renovations because they should have been brought to commissioner's court before. What do you say? How does the rest of the court?
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to approve this line item in the number 36.
Okay. Have you heard?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Mr. Rodriguez? You approve? Ms. Garza? I disagree with you, so it's 2-2. I guess if we're not going wherever that it would be known that, the county judges do not approve, and Commissioner Peace and does not approve of any courthouse renovations. Annex renovations or hospital renovations were added at first, and we move back to Commissioner's Court. Line item 37, discussing approval or disapproval of which funds that were used to pay contract labors. This, once again, I put on the agenda because, and I'm going to take the consensus, of course, a lot of which funds cannot be used to pay anyone other than Burton Bridge. Let it be known that I also disapprove of the way this was done. Burton Bridge has to come before Commissioner's Court to use any funds. Protocol has been established along the time ago for the Texas local government code. I think we need to start using and implementing that local government code as the way it is written. Ms. Garza, you want to explain? Commissioner?
I'm going to
approve. Commissioner, please. Precinct two? Yes, you approve that? Any liabilities, you know that we'll come back to you with another case. Precinct three? Precinct three? Two. So this is moving. Monday? It has been paid, everything's been paid.
What? A liability is paid for by a lawyer.
Is this just a clear now?
Because the money is protected.
That's how we do it.
How was it?
Was it this?
I was told you that's the case.
What was it? I'm
I need to say my piece.
Two different things.
discussion because it changes. But anyway, let's move on. We beat this horse to a head. The law says is what you need to do. It is 10:35. Let's go into the second session. March 13th, back to next of the session. Line item 38 is media discussion. Line item 39, discussing possibly improvement in offers for the purchase of real property for the improvements. To the other level, there's a fine smuggler road, depending on the right side of the road, to send a closer report to turn. Do you have a motion to approve? Second?
Second.
Second by Wise, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion to approve. Line item 20. Item 20, discussing the approval of county judges of flood plan administrator. I hope you are ready to present this. This is something that the judges are required to do, and someone else that I didn't put my mind there because at the time it was kind of wicked. So with your approval, do we have a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Garcia, second.
Second
by Olivares, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 40, motion to adjourn. Mr. Martinez, second.